Good morning. Let's begin. All right, so we're leaving off at the, we're picking up at the last paragraph on page Tzadikeh. When a person sees that things are not going well for him, he should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to restore to him the emuna that all is for good. So therefore the Mechaber suggests that when a person feels that things are not going well, and a person feels ultimately again that he's suffering adversity, see, he should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is interesting. You know, sometimes we assume that when we're in the middle of difficult circumstances, so our avoda is to daven for those circumstances to cease. The Mechaber posits that we're in the midst of difficult circumstances, the first thing is to daven for the emuna to be able to see that HaKol is Latova. Give me HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me with the understanding, help me with the ability to see that ultimately all is for good. Let me start with that. Yes, of course, it's normal and it's natural, but no one wants difficult circumstances. So of course, I'm permitted to go ahead and daven for them to stop as well. But the first yisod is, give me the emuna to be able to see that HaKol is Latova. And then he says something amazing. V'yaskil l'hodos al HaKol. Person has to begin to give thanks for everything. Afidu shu'adayin eno margish b'soch pinimiyuso shazeo Latova. And I will say, you know, sometimes this is a famous yisod of the Sefer HaChinuch and others, which is acharei hapeulos nimshachos halavavos. Sometimes, if you want to feel a certain way, you have to act a certain way. So sometimes, again, I don't feel certain things inside, but if I begin to act in a particular way, those actions influence my feelings. So the Mechaber says over here, he says that at the end of the day, he says, sometimes I don't feel that things that are happening to me are latova. I don't feel that things are for good. I don't feel that things are for the best. But says in the Mechaber, sometimes if I just habituate myself to say certain things, even if I don't yet feel them, I'll begin to feel them. If I begin to express my thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for even the difficult circumstances, recognizing that even those difficult circumstances are for good, even though right now I'm just paying lip service, I don't feel it, I don't really believe it, but sometimes just beginning to say it is the beginning of the process of influencing the way one feels. Ki etzem ha'odah shemoda, because just the act of saying thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for my life circumstances, thank you for even the adversity, recognizing that somehow, some way, this is good. Ze yiftach esar ha'emuna mechadash. This will open up the light of emuna in a new way. V'yavo l'simcha b'pnimiyuso. And a person ultimately, again, will come to an internal sense of happiness. So we'll say there are two profound yisodos expressed over here. Number one, that when a person is suffering adversity and a person doesn't feel that it is litova, I don't feel it. Just, again, I'm learning it, it's interesting, but I don't actually feel that these things are litova, that these things are for good. So there are two things I have to do. Number one, I have to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask him for help with my emunah. Ask him for help. Help me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see that it's Latova. And number two, begin to express thanks to God. Begin to say, Ribono Shel Olam, I know these circumstances are Latova. Now, of course, there's going to be a voice inside my head that says, come on, this is not Latova. This is terrible. There's no silver lining in this. It's okay. Sometimes in life, you just have to begin the process, ultimately, again, of reaching a particular goal. And you just have to begin by saying it. And if you say it enough, and if you keep on repeating it enough, after a certain point in time, you begin to believe it as well. Page Tzadik Vav. Menucha Midas. Nemar b'Torah b'shevach shevet Yisachar. So the Torah, when praising the tribe of Yisachar, says the following. Vayar menucha kitov, ve'as ha'aretz kina ima, vayit shichmo lisbo, vayhi lamas oved. So the pasuk says that Yisachar saw menucha, he saw rest, that it was good, and he saw the land, that it was pleasant, and literally he lowered his shoulder in order to be able to carry the burden, and he became ultimately again one who carried the burden. Rabbi Yitzchak Mevarka. Does that sound? Vayar menucha kitov. So what does it mean that he saw menucha, he saw rest, that it was good? Meaning, you already see there's something interesting, is something interesting in the pasuk. Because it says, vayar menucha kitov, which sounds like, again, Yisachar ultimately is a shevet of menucha. And then it says, vayit shichmo lizbol. He bends his shoulder to carry the burden. So what's going on over here? So vayar menucha kitov, emasai zocha ha'adam, le menucha, excuse me, when does a person really have the ability to acquire a true inner peace, a true menucha, a true sense of life tranquility? Only im vayet shichmo lisbol. Only if you lower your shoulder, ready to carry the burden. Im notal al atzmo sheyuchal lisbol esakol. Rabbi said, this is so profound. If a person says to himself, I have the ability to carry on my shoulders whatever life throws my way. I have the ability to carry whatever burden may be cast upon me. If a person believes that he has the ability to navigate every single circumstance in life and bear the burden of the challenges as well as of the brachos, then Vayar menucha kitov. Then a person ultimately again has some level of life tranquility. When you believe that you can handle everything, then ultimately again that gives you a menucha in life. He says, Hara, hakavana beferesh hamila lisbol, eno miloshon tsar. This is beautiful. You see, we often think that the way to translate vayetshich mo lisbol, he lowers his shoulders. Lisbol. Lisbol, ultimately, again, to deal with the difficulties. Tsar. Ella, but he says that's not the pshat. Ella, milashon savlanut. Rather, again, says Rabbi Yitzchak Avarka, that the lashon of lisbol is a lashon of savlanut, of patience. Sheyish lo savlanos luchol masha over alov, shezeh hefech mikot tseruach. So Moshe says Rabbi Yitzchak Avarka something so beautiful. If we want inner tranquility in life, ayah menucha kitov, if we want true tranquility, there's only one way to do that. Vayet shichmo lisbol. I have to approach life with a savlanut for all of my circumstances. I have to find the ability to be besimcha in all of my circumstances. I have to find the ability and the confidence to know that I could weather all of my life circumstances. To know that nothing in life is going to break me. Nothing in life is going to ruin me. That even the difficult situations, I realize that they are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and some way, somehow, they are Latova as well. If a person has that Vayit Shichmo Lisbol approach to life, then Vayar Menucha Kitov. Then they will see ultimately again, they will find for themselves an incredible level of life tranquility. Masai Yachala Adam Lisbol Akol Kefish Mefureshkan. When does a person have the ability to carry this entire burden? When does a person have the ability to carry all of the circumstances in life, to have savlanut, to have patience for all the circumstances in life? Rak kasher hu ma'amin shema'oros chayev him bashkachu l'tova. Both said, the only way to go ahead and carry everything on my shoulders and to have the savlanut, the patience for everything in life, is only when a person believes that all of the circumstances of my life are letova and with hashkacha. Rak az yochohu lispal hakol, v'rak az yesh lo menucha. I will say, this is very profound. The only time in life a person could have true menucha, a person could have true rest, is if they're able to accept the fact that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is letova, is for good. That everything comes from a sense of divine love. If I don't live life with that mindset, I will say, then life is very traumatic. Then life is very overwhelming. Then life ultimately is filled with difficulties and challenges and vicissitudes that I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle them. There's no menucha. The only menucha the Rebbe suggests comes from the idea of vayit shichmo lisbol. If I believe in everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is with ahava, and everything ultimately again is for my good. Ki amenucha yechida mikol ha'dagos ha'olam hazeh umi yisurav hirak emuna. Because Rabbi said, the only rest that one could find in this world from all of the worries and all of the suffering is emuna. Because emuna tells me everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, And everything is Latova. Some way, somehow, everything is Latova. If I don't have that, if I don't have that, then there's no menucha in this world. And without emuna pshuta, that everything is for good. Look at his words. Ha'olam hazeh hu ha'gehenem ba'atzmo. If I don't believe that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything is Latova, life is Gehenna. Life is Gehenna. We'll say, and again, this doesn't even need explanation. Life is Gehenna because life is filled with just ridiculous challenges. So if I don't believe that some way, somehow I call Latova, life is Gehenna. He says, the Yoser Garua Me Gehenna. It might even be even worse than Gehenna. You know, at least in Gehenna, a neshama has an understanding as to what it is that's happening. You know, if a person chas v'shalom has to go to neshama has to go to Gehenna, the neshama understands why it's in Gehenna, what the nature of the punishment is. There's an understanding. Sometimes a life in this world without emuna is even worse than Gehenna because there's mamish no understanding. Ki mishpat rishon began shtem asar chodesh. Well, so listen to this, because the most that a neshama could be in Gehenna is 12 months. Ve'ilu ba'olam hazeh yesh anoshim sheyesh lam gehenem mismashech shal asros shanim. But say there are some people in this world who live in gehenem for decades upon decades. Umaya gehenem shalahem. And I will say, what is their gehenem? Hargashas hamerirus v'choser sevius ratzon hamekanenes tadir belibam. But say it's a feeling of bitterness. A feeling of uncertainty about the nature and circumstances of life. Ki ein yisurim gedolim ba'olam yoser melios memormar ubilti merutza. Because they all say there is nothing worse in life, there is no greater suffering in this world than ultimately, again, to feel unsettled and to feel like nothing is going according to plan, to feel unwanted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umemela nilvim lazak kol shar mine gehenem merivos hesechsuchim. Kas, dagos, lachatz, kinon, nekoma, atzvus, yeyosh, v'dikon. And also, once a person begins to feel like this, this almost sense of hopelessness, this feeling of abandonment by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that opens the door for so many other negative traits, fighting and worry and jealousy and revenge and sadness and despair, all of these different things. V'akol ach v'rak machmas katnos emuna. And about say, a person feels all of this simply because of a lack of emunah. Shin mekablin ve'emunah shalema shekomash shekorihum eis Hashem. All of this traces back to an inability to accept all that is happening to me, that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'mishyesh lo emunah u'mamin shakom eis Hashem. Chayov Gan Eden. So this is a very strong statement, which we'll leave off for today and pick up in Meretz Hashem on Monday. So therefore, again, if one who lives without emunah is condemned to a life of Gehenna in this world, and a Gehenna that could extend for decades, one who is able to live life with this emunah, that I call everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all is Letova, his life is Gan Eden. What does it mean his life is Gan Eden? It doesn't mean necessarily it's a walk in the park. But at the end of the day, what he's able to find is, if he's able to live a life of Vayetshich Mo Lisbol, as we saw before the Rebbe Varka, the Savlanut, the patience, the ability to recognize and to think about the fact that I call his Latova, then Vayar Menucha Kitov. Such a person ultimately, again, will be blessed with a certain level of tranquility, a certain level of simcha, a certain level of happiness, and a certain level of contentment, even with all of life's challenges. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up on the bottom of Tzadik Vav in Yeretz Hashem on Monday.